Steroids help soothe the body and heal the body. Very important. They come on the heels of stress. This is an emotional feeling. It's a high. Now, that emotional feeling, a relief from stress, then when the person gets all of that dumped into their body, they become addicted to the depression that brings on steroids into their body. Turn to your neighbor and tell them what I just said. Now, let's go on. Steroids in the bloodstream are a soothing agent. They're a healing agent. They're a high. Now, what becomes the dilemma here is because that feels so good, sort of like forgiveness, I feel better. How many times do you have to talk about your past to someone only to say, gosh, I feel so much better now? You keep the past around because it feels good to suffer. It's the way it is. Now, feel good to suffer. So what happens is, as soon as that bliss wears off, you pull out the memory again. You pull the memory out. How do we do that? We go back to people, places, things, times, and events. And we go looking for redemption. Don't you hear what I'm saying? You want to be troubled so you can be redeemed. Because you need to feel good. You are addicted to feeling good. This is the key to drug addiction. It is the key to alcoholism. It is the key to smoking too much marijuana, because you cannot feel good on your own. You are addicted to a chemical reaction. So you look for suffering so that you can be redeemed, so that you could feel good. That's what it's all about. Now, these are people who cling to the past. Now, what do they cling to? These are the things they cling to. This, 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 this. I can go on. Victims, woe is me, sexuality, justness, getting back at someone, undermining. It's all here. This is only a small shopping list. People hold on to these things. And that's what a past is all about. That's what the hypothalamus is all about. Now, here's the difficulty. When you overtax that which is termed your adrenals, and you keep pouring that steroid into that bloodstream, over and over. You get so much of it, you become toxic with it. This then is called chronic depression. Now, it's not the depression we talked about when we're talking about removing ourselves and going in and not being a part of that which is termed the activity of the personality. We're talking about chronic depression, body, mind. Depression. So much do we are filled with steroids that they literally begin to crowd all the receptor sites. When they do, they block out all other vital nutrients, as well as amino acids, as well as other messengers from the brain. They crowd them all out. And what begins to happen, we have receptor sites that are used to facilitate calcium are now changing over to receptor sites that facilitate steroids. How many of you begin to see the picture? You are? So it becomes an addiction. People are addicted to their past. Everybody in the world is addicted to their past. It's everywhere around you. So, if this then is just a simple diagram, and we're talking about it, this one chemical description of memory, hypothalamus, pulling that chemical code into the pituitary, who then in turn, as master gland, elicits the information for the entire body. See, the hypothalamus is a part of the limbic system. It is a part of the emotional brain. It's a part of it because the past is an emotional thing. And when we activate it, when we activate the past, we are activating emotions in the body needlessly. That then, we begin to see then, after a while, why the pituitary issues a death hormone. Because after a while, the body is walking dead. It is nothing but a bag of emotional chemicals, and its days are numbered. This pituitary gland, as master gland of the body, works in harmony with that which is termed the spirit soul, who begins to see that there is nothing but a suppression of spirituality taking place here for the sake of emotional addiction. So, how many other long-term memories? What other things do you have? What other issues? Where are you grounded? Where are you anchored in? Every hit you have in the past has got those little peptides, those amino acids stuck to them, and they are destructive. And they are calling upon continuously an emotional drain of the body itself. Now, we talk about that in context of the first three seals. We begin to understand how this works really beautifully into this. How that we choose to operate out of these because that's where our memory is. And every time we do, we are draining the life force of the body out for an emotional high. We are actually killing the body instead of preserving it. So, what happens then? You're looking for redemption. Who's going to redeem you? I will tell you something. You will never, ever find your redeemer until you find it in you. You know why? Because who has to take a stand? When are you going to say, I have stressed myself out. I am an emotional wreck over a memory. I can't even see this present moment because all I think about is my past. I'm hungry for someone's sympathy. I gotta have it today. I've got to have someone's attention today. I'm going to do something stupid. I am going to throw a fit. I'm going to fling myself off the building. I'm going to do something bizarre to get someone's attention. Why do you need someone's attention? So you can have redemption. Why do you want redemption? So that you'll feel good for a while. How many of you understand that? Past is addictive. It is not only addictive spiritually, it is addictive biochemically. Indeed, it is addictive personality. It is your personality. Why would you want to give up your lifestyle? If you're not going to change that, what makes you think you're going to change your emotional body? Your emotion, you feed off of your emotions. How many of you understand that? Now, Are there other things involved? Mostly the adrenals. The sex steroids, we're talking about different ones here. Those are powerful and have their own thrust. Those are also the same. You've got to have it. You've got to have the release. You've got to have the ecstasy. You've got to have the feeling. You've got to. We're all talking about a bag of chemicals here that you've chosen to live your life for rather than in the light of all eternity. Now, here's my point I want to teach you about. The brain contains every amino acid, every message, everything that the body has, but more. Which means what I want to tell you is this, is that what is the brain doing then? Why does the brain need adrenal steroids? I thought they would come out of the adrenals. Is it really possible that the brain creates its own steroids? Absolutely.